Hey guys, welcome to Crypto Life 365, day 55. I am Michael Tozzoni and I'm still in London and I'll be here for a few more days. I flew all the way out here, as you know, in order to meet up with and learn from JT Fox. He's my business coach and he's also the top business, probably everything in the world. I mean, he claims he's number one in business, kind of boasting a bit, I guess, but he actually has the numbers to back that up. So today, we, as expected, we're worked pretty freaking hard. We started at 9, registration was at 8:30, and we didn't finish until at least 7 p.m. Tomorrow should be about the same, and then after tomorrow and the rest of the day is probably the same as the two. So if I get a little bit tired and sound a little worn out throughout the week, that's why. Anyway, we started today with marketing. The basics of it and where to start was basically we had to come up with 50 different market problems that we can solve. So it's a solve and end result kind of a thing. The reason we did this is because you can use this to come up with all the different ways that you can target your marketing message to. So for example, people might not know or don't understand blockchain, and I could explain the whole blockchain thing to them in very simple terms. They might not know how to avoid scams or how to evaluate investments, and I'd be able to teach them about that. Or they might be concerned about the political landscape in certain countries, and I could teach them how to research that. Or, let's see, they might have issues with finding developers, which I can also teach them how to do that, or they can have just a general fear of missing out, and I can help them develop a business idea or even just help them figure out how to invest in the first place. So what this does is you write 50 different pain points for people, and then you pick out some of them, and you focus on your marketing message using the ones that would be best. So even though it's kind of like brainstorming where you're throwing out a whole bunch of really good ideas and really bad ideas, and then you kind of pick through them and figure out what's actually good and what's not. And the three points to really focus on are experience, emotion, and problem solution. So these 50 were mostly problem solutions for me. And you can focus on all three, but you really should target one of those: experience, emotion, and problem solution. The second part we did was a lead magnet. Basically, we had to come up with something that would entice somebody who reads the message for the first time, kind of like a headline article, but it would be kind of a lead for your business itself. Something that somebody would see online on your webpage or in an article that you may have written that would get them interested, differentiate you from others, and make it not as generic, and kind of make them go, oh, I wonder what the heck this is, and click on it to find out more. Most of the day was actually based on doing this, because we had to come up with 100 different ideas for that. So yeah, we were working damn hard. And then from those 100, we had to pick out 10 that we liked most. And of those 10, we actually read them all in class, kind of did a, whatchamacallit, I forgot the term. I'm sorry. It's a mastermind. That's it. Where we all had to read them to the whole class and have a couple of JT's coaches who are also here go over and give us some feedback on what works, what not, what doesn't, and come up with ways to actually make it sound even better. So after that, we discussed more. It was mostly all of that marketing. We discussed ways of making videos. Tomorrow is going to be actually making videos day, so I'm going to get to see London a little bit, because while I have a meeting with them sometime at 9:30 between, I guess, 10 and 1 when we all have to reconvene, that's a free time, and I'll get to explore London, which is actually going to be pretty cool, because if you know, or you might not know, London is permanently embedded in Bitcoin's history. More specifically, the very, very first piece of text in the entire Bitcoin blockchain, the first data in Bitcoin blockchain, begins with the Times, January 1st, I believe, 2009, Chancellor on brink of new bailout for banks. Because, and this is London Times, by the way, I'm talking about the British Chancellor. Because the entire point of Bitcoin, at least to start, was that at the time, back in 2008, in the whole crash, there was a lot of bailouts going on for banks. There was a lot of this quantitative easing going on, and there's a lot of new fiat being dumped into the market, which was not the first time that this happened. But the concern is that inflation robs anybody who has money of its value, basically. It's kind of like a hidden tax. So this was posted in the very first Bitcoin blockchain, first as proof that this block was not created any time earlier. We didn't want people to think that, well, Satoshi didn't want people to think that maybe he was able to pre-mine a whole bunch of Bitcoin like some of the more recent cryptocurrencies do. So, so he wanted to a way to prove that the very, very first Bitcoin block did not happen sometime in a long time in the past. It actually happened on that specific day or later in the future. And the best way to do that was to include a recent newspaper article right in the beginning of the very first block. And the other part was, of course, it kind of Satoshi was never exactly completely out or I guess, vocal about what his actual politics were. Most of his politics are actually derived from some of the things he said and some of the way that he built Bitcoin. And in this way, it really suggests that Satoshi did not like central banks bailing out other banks. He did not like inflation, and he didn't like, generally, government officials screwing around with currencies that we use every day. And that's really what Bitcoin is based on and built around, is the idea that this is a currency that nobody can screw around with, nobody can change, nobody can influence, nobody can inflate, and nobody can steal the value of through things like inflation, which is pretty great for the whole world, because banks like these central banks that are doing bailouts, they are they claim they're trying to, I mean, their purpose is to make things better for everybody, but in reality, their actions have only really benefited very, very few. Because when a bank inflates money, the first people to get that money would be everybody who is close to that bank. So they get the money, which basically gets printed for, well, like out of thin air, basically. Not exactly, but that's kind of close. And then the first people who actually get this money go to spend it on certain things and benefit from it, because they convert it from this money like fiat into actual real assets that are actually worth something and can hold their value. And as that money that was used to pay for those assets get dispersed to the rest of the people in the rest of the country or the rest of the world, everybody else's money goes down in value as a result of an increased supply of this money. So really this whole money printing thing, it's one of the biggest things that has been driving wealth inequality. So it's not like capitalism, like some people say. Partly it's growing capitalism too, but it's not, it's not generally like business or whatever unfair policies or whatever that people blame these things on that's causing the wealth inequality. Majority of wealth inequality is actually caused by central banking and Keynes was the one who invented it, Keynesian economic policies that countries have adopted around the world back in the early 1900s. And if you want proof of this, just go to any city, almost anywhere in the world, and look at what all the tallest buildings are. You'll probably notice that all, or at least most, of the buildings that are the biggest, the tallest, and fanciest looking buildings in every single city have a bank name written at the very top of them, because that's where all your money goes. And Bitcoin is supposed to solve that problem by taking away that power and giving it back to the people. And most of the people who are very, very, very much into Bitcoin, that is what drives them, and that is the purpose that the reason that they have been involved in Bitcoin and are so faithful to it, including myself. I mean, when I got into it, it was worth nothing. It was worth, I think, a couple of dollars at most, maybe even less. And I've been through many times where it's gone up, and then many times when it's gone down, sometimes drastically. I've been through it at one point where it actually lost about 90% of its value. But I and many others like myself, we did not give up. We didn't cash out. We didn't quit. We didn't just go away. We didn't really care about the price too much. I mean, obviously, we all care about prices and investments, because when prices go down, we feel like we lose money and we may not be able to afford as much. But we didn't worry about the price too much, because we are not in this for the price. Getting rich and being wealthy and achieving my dreams and all that stuff, that's kind of a side effect. Well, not achieving my dreams. My dreams are specifically to work with this. But getting, I guess, rich was a side effect. The reason that we are in this is because of the change to the entire world that this technology has the potential to do. Regardless of the price goes up or down, we're not going to quit. We're going to keep working at it. And people have been asking me today even, so what do you think is the future of Bitcoin? Do you think it'll crash? Do you think it'll go away? And the answer for me is pretty much always the same. You can invest in something where you dump money into it and hope for the best in the future, or you can actually work to make your investment become something. So with regards to Bitcoin, a lot of people just buy Bitcoin, sit on it, and hope that it'll work out. Myself and many of my friends who are very high level involved in Bitcoin, we are in it investing not in a sense that we put in money and hope it'll work out. We are actually working to make sure it works out. We're building the space. We're making it work. Helping people adopt it. We're making all the software and the hardware and the services that make it useful. And in our case, with regards to whether it'll work or not, whether it's a good investment or whether it'll go away, really the answer is it's not going to go away, because we are not going to quit. And we're in it for the ideology, for the idea, not for the price. And as long as this idea survives, as long as this idea is still viable, which I don't see that ever going away, we are not going to quit on Bitcoin, and we're going to keep it going and going and going until our goals succeed, or die trying, I guess. So I am excited about Bitcoin's future. Price has been kind of crap recently, but you know, who cares? That's not the main. It's better than last year. I mean, if you invested in Bitcoin 12 months ago, you would have had a return of about 150%. But that's not the main goal. The main goal is so that articles like Chancellor on the brink of new bailouts for banks will never have to be published again. The goal is so that people who earn money can actually keep their money. The goal is so that people are able to earn money fairly by actually contributing value to society, as opposed to by simply printing out money and then spending it on stuff that's actually value and taking that value away from everybody else. And overall, the goal is, I guess, giving people financial freedom and making everybody else grow as a result. So everybody's wealth, I guess. Anyway, I am tired. I still need to have dinner. It's about 8:00 right now. So tomorrow I will hopefully actually get to interview JT. He's freaking awesome still. Very good guy. He's a good friend. Definitely trustworthy. Definitely knows his Bitcoins too. But recently he was in an article, and that article about well, he was in a bit article about Bitcoin, and that article got him some flack. So I'm kind of curious what his opinion on that is tomorrow. So anyway, I'm going to head out, get some food, and get ready for tomorrow. Bye, guys.